Welcome to Korpberg Speaks Retirement, an audio podcast about investing in the stock market, financial planning, money management, and retirement planning. Each Wednesday, we help investors at all stages of life learn how to potentially grow and preserve their money from first job through retirement. Now here's your host, Miguel Gonzalez.
Good morning and welcome to the Korpberg Speaks Retirement audio podcast. On this week's audio podcast, I share a few ideas to be a super saver for retirement. The Federal Reserve recently released data showing that the average retirement savings by the age in the United States for 2019 to 2020 and the results may surprise you. The savers with the highest average balance are those ages 55 to 64, with an average of over $221,000 saved, while those ages 65 to 69 have an average of just under $207,000 saved. Those ages 45 to 49 are slightly outpacing their Gen X, who are between 50 and 54 at $149,000 and $146,000 saved, respectively. Other savers include ages 18 to 24, average of $4,745.25, ages 25 to 29, an average of $9,408.51 saved for retirement, ages 30 to 34, an average of $21,731.92, ages 35 to 39, an average of $48,710.27, and ages 40 to 44 have an average of $101,899.22 saved for retirement. So, if you're behind your benchmark or have some catching up to do, there are a few steps that you may wish to take to become a retirement super saver. Number one, allocate raises to retirement. For those saving in a pre-tax account like a 401k or 457, each dollar put toward retirement may have a proportionally lower impact on your take-home pay. For example, if you're having 20% of each check withheld in taxes, each $100 of 401k deductions may only cost you about $80 in pay. Because of this, allocating at least a percent of each raise or pay increase you get may have little to no impact on your take-home pay while quietly increasing the amount you send to your retirement plan. Having these increased contributions deducted from your check without even seeing them may also give you more flexibility if you need to cut expenses. You can have a near instant increase in take-home pay by cutting back or suspending your retirement contribution. Number two, look at asset allocation. Everyone's risk tolerance is different, and if you're getting close to retirement, you may not be comfortable with a stock-heavy allocation that's a higher risk. But a major part of retirement savings is getting the highest growth and stability mix possible with both your current and future funds. The old rule of thumb was to have 100 minus your age in stocks and the rest in bonds or another stable asset. However, this method has come under fire with low interest rates and lackluster bond performance in recent years. Financial professional may help by reviewing your portfolio and working to better align your asset allocations to reflect your retirement goals and timeline adequately. The proportion of assets you have in equities, bonds, real estate, and various other asset types often depends largely on your specific financial circumstances. Third thing you could do, increase your income. The Great Resignation has left a record number of job openings, which means that commanding a higher income may be easier than it would have been a year ago. Take advantage of free salary websites to see if your salary is within market ranges. If it's been a while you've had a significant raise, now may be a good time to pursue it. Increasing your income may be one of the most straightforward ways to increase your retirement savings while still enjoying an overall rise in take-home pay. Also, make sure to visit our website, www.courtburgretirement.com. Our site is filled with educational videos, ebooks, publications, and financial calculators designed to help you learn more about your finances. As you search our site, send us a note regarding any questions you may have about any particular investment concepts or products, and we will get back to you quickly with a thoughtful answer. This is Miguel Gonzalez, Certified Retirement Counselor and Managing Partner with Courtburg Retirement Advisors, signing off for this week's educational podcast.
The opinions expressed and material provided are for general information and should not be considered a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security. Please consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Private Advisor Group LLC, a registered investment advisor. Private Advisor Group LLC and Corporate Retirement Advisors Inc. are separate entities from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal.